what do you call corn that's just shucked and put in the pot and boiled and then eaten with your hands?
I call that corn on the cob.
Okay.
And if you make it, if you take that corn and let it sour and work off and run it through a cup of steel, I call that good corn. Look at that.
Okay. Well, I'll be asking you some more names like that in just a minute, okay? Do you have a name for a little animal like a squirrel that's just a little bit smaller than a squirrel?
Well, there's a ground squirrel and a flying squirrel.
Okay.
Well, they all wrote.
Mm-hmm. What about a flying squirrel? Does it? How come it's called a...
Why is it called a flying squirrel?
Uh-huh.
It don't have wings, mm-hmm. but it has a skin that grows from under the foreleg mm-hmm. to the flank of the hind leg, and it can climb this tree and open up those legs and jump.
Ah.
Oh, stretch out like that. You make the jump and stretch out like that, and they fly from the top of this tree sometime 300 or 400 yards, hit the ground right there.
Gee, like sailing.
Uh-huh. That's what it is. Yes, sir. The trees are not too far apart. He'll climb one tree and sail off and hit right at the bottom of the other tree, or just above the ground on the other tree, and go up that and do the same thing to the next tree.
Sounds like fun.
They're hard to catch. Now, we have a little brown, ground squirrel, we call it. But what it really is, I call them, most people call them chipmunks.
Mm.
But they're the prettiest little things you ever saw in your life. They are brown and white striped, most of them. And he's just about that long.
I bet it's cute.
Yes, prettiest little thing you ever saw in your life, but they're hard to see.
Hmm.
He'll see you before you see him, if you don't mind, and you hear him, and that's all, or he'll be gone on the ground.
Okay. What about another kind of animal? This one's black and it has a white stripe down the back.
That's Mr. Skunk.
That's the one you don't want to see.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
What?
I had a first cousin that got one when he was a baby and tamed him, and he never would demusk.
Really?
That's right.
Did he ever regret it?
No, he never did.
Good.
But now a stranger better not mess with him.
Oh.
But he kept him in his barn where he kept his corn there, and rats don't stay around his skunk.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Good idea.
And he could go out there, but that skunk would be gone. He can go out there around that barn and put it in a corner, and it wouldn't be no time before he'd be right up on his shoulder. Sorry.
I sure never heard about that.
And make a wonderful pet if you demusk him. You know what I say, de-skunk them.
That's a good way to say it. Okay, what about another animal? A small one, about maybe that big to that big, that hops, and some of them can live in water and some on land?
I call that a frog.
Okay, what about the ones that live in the water? Do they have a different name?
Well, it's a bullfrog.
Okay, and what about the ones on land?
Toad. And then you have a rain frog. Then you have a tree frog.
Oh, what's the difference between a rain frog and a tree frog?
Well, a rain frog, he stays wet all the time.
Huh.
And he's a green frog. His color is green. A tree frog is, no matter, he stays in the trees most of the time. Mm-hmm. And no matter what color the bark of that tree is, when he's on that tree, he's the same color that bark.
Good disguise.
Yes, ma'am. Just like the little old, we call them green lizards, but that's not their true name.